What's the matter with Bank of America?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, Bank of America profit drops 37%. What is the problem? But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are down right now. The Dow's down 6 points at 12,278. The NASDAQ down about 0.6%. And the S&P 500 down about 0.1%. This morning, the government told us what we already know. Gas and food are getting more expensive. But if you take those two things out of the mix, inflation rose just 0.1% last month. Now let's get to Bank of America. The largest bank in the country said this morning its earnings dropped 37% last quarter compared with the same quarter last year. The culprit? Bad mortgages. Chris Lowe is chief economist with FTN Financial, and he joins us now from New York live, as he does every Friday. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Chris, why is Bank of America still having big mortgage problems?
Well, Bank of America, during the financial crisis, was asked by the Fed and the Treasury to purchase Countrywide rather than allowing Countrywide to go bankrupt. That was the big national mortgage lender. They did, and in doing that, they acquired a whole lot of really bad mortgage loans. Not only that, they acquired books that were pretty murky, and it's taken them this long, years, to get to the bottom of those losses.
And are those losses, these toxic assets, hurting the whole banking sector, or is this Bank of America specific at this point?
There's a handful of banks that are suffering from this, but of the big banks, this is pretty much unique to B of A.
And so is that what B of A is going to be looking at going forward here? Is it going to be all about mortgages? Are there other issues that they'll be looking at?
Unfortunately, there are other issues. And look, the market was up on Monday because J.P. Morgan reported strong earnings, down by the end of the day. And the reason is we're now starting to worry about Dodd-Frank. These are the new big regulatory changes that are coming that's going to make it hard even for healthy banks to make money.
Chris Lowe, chief economist with FTN Financial, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Well, to the situation in Libya now, President Obama has just co-authored an op-ed standing firm on military action against Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. But even President Obama's own defense secretary says it'll be political and economic pressure that brings Gaddafi down. For more, let's bring in the former British ambassador to Libya, Sir Richard Dalton. Good morning.
Good morning.
What are the economic pressures at this point, and how serious are they for Gaddafi?
Inability to sell their oil, collapse of the labor market. There is money in Tripoli, but they are going increasingly, as the months go by, to live from hand to mouth.
I saw that the group of five nations called the BRICS, the Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, these emerging economies, just said that the use of force should be avoided in Libya. What's that all about?
Well, that's about marking a separate position from the coalition, but without going so far as to antagonize the powerful countries represented at the United Nations and in the coalition.
But why do they want to have a separate position?
They want to play it both ways. So whether Gaddafi stays or there is a victory for democratic forces, they want to be able to say that they had a part in it. So they don't want to commit themselves too strongly to any one course of action at present.
They want to be able to do deals with whoever ends up being in power in Libya.
Yes, I mean, that's true for everybody because Libyan oil is important in the long run. And Libya, as a prosperous country in North Africa, although a country only with a population only of about 7 million, is a significant medium-scale trade partner for many countries on both sides of the Atlantic.
Sir Richard Dalton, former British ambassador to Libya, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact Event Marketing, working to help small businesses and nonprofits make their events easier with event registration and marketing tools. ConstantContact.com. By CSX, transporting 2 billion pounds of goods to market by train and working to help move the economy forward. CSX, how tomorrow moves. And by Reputation.com, helping small business owners, professionals, and executives monitor, protect, and improve their online reputations. Reputation.com.
Today, thousands of retailers in Illinois will lose their affiliation with online shopping sites like Amazon and Overstock.com. That's thanks to a new state sales tax for online purchases. Tony Arnold reports now from Chicago Public Radio.
Brad Wilson runs the aptly named bradsdeals.com, a coupon website based in downtown Chicago.
Ultimately, Amazon and Overstock hold the trump card in this situation.
Wilson says after today, Amazon will boycott business with Brad's Deals and roughly 9,000 other retailers in Illinois to skirt the tax. Illinois residents can still go online and get the latest bestseller from Amazon. They just won't be getting that book from any Amazon affiliate in Illinois.
We're looking at a lot of options that I wouldn't want to have ever had to think of, unfortunately.
Wilson says he's considering picking up shop and relocating to another state to make up for the money he'll lose. He wouldn't say how much. One Amazon affiliate, FatWallet.com, has already moved its headquarters from Illinois to Wisconsin, which doesn't have the online tax. Amazon did not respond to requests for comment. Meantime, Overstock.com's president, Jonathan Johnson, confirmed his company plans to cut off Illinois affiliates on May 1st. Others, like Zappos and Shoes.com, are planning a similar move. David Veit is with the Illinois Retail Merchants Association. He says the Amazons and Overstocks are shirking their responsibility to communities by ducking the sales tax.
Unfortunately, Amazon has chosen to ignore the laws of the states in which it does business, and that is putting brick-and-mortar retailers at a competitive disadvantage.
Veit estimates Illinois could gain an extra $130 million a year from the new sales tax, while Brad Wilson from bradsdeals.com says Illinois could lose more money from businesses fleeing the state. Meantime, Illinois Senator Dick Durbin plans to introduce a bill to require online retailers to pay state sales tax. In Chicago, I'm Tony Arnold from Marketplace.
And finally, turns out the debit card idea has been around a lot longer than we thought. Archaeologists in Germany have discovered a 453-year-old wooden tally stick. It's got little nicks in it that were used to keep track of debts. No word on what the interchange fees the cobblers and weavers used to charge customers to use the debit stick were. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Earthquake, tsunami, economy.
Even before the earthquake, prices were falling because of the competition from China. Now we're even less sure about what will happen to our company.
I'm Kai Rizdal, because Japan just doesn't have enough to worry about. That's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.